This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Last month, we heard one of those stories that sounded like the plot of a thriller. The FBI admitted that back in 2007, it sent a link for a fake Associated Press news article to a kid on MySpace. When the 15-year-old clicked the link to the article, malware downloaded onto his computer that told the government his location and IP or internet protocol address. This wasn't some random kid, of course. He was the prime suspect in a number of bomb threats called into high schools. But in an age where paranoia about government-controlled media isn't unheard of, the case has raised the hackles of the Associated Press and raised questions about the FBI's methods. Joining us to talk a bit more about this is our friend and co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, Jonathan Zittrain. Jonathan, how are you?
All right, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well. How easy would it have been for the FBI to pull this off?
It's not that difficult anymore for anybody to figure out how to get a message in front of someone else, maybe through, say, his MySpace page or Facebook if you don't have an email address. And if you can persuade the person to load the message or click on a link within it, you are much of the way to delivering a package of malware that can compromise the machine of the recipient.
Now, of course, in this case, the FBI was doing this in order to, to protect folks from a series of bomb threats. Did the FBI cross a line here by spoofing a news organization?
Well, I think you're right to contextualize it. The raw documents, those are available on the Electronic Frontier Foundation's website. And I should also say I'm on the board of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. But if you look at it, what you see is an office scrambling to deal with repeated bomb threats coming from electronic sources. So they look for permission and ultimately get a warrant to inject this malware if they can carefully target it to the MySpace account of the suspect. And they could have come up with any number of ruses, but they did choose to use a news story and in the style of and labeled as Associated Press. But the thing to realize here is, should we think of the provision of news as just another potential hat to wear for law enforcement? I think there's reason to be chary about that.
Where then should the government draw the line here?
It was, in fact, quite a while ago that the U.S. took the Peace Corps off limits for spying so as to maintain the integrity of the Peace Corps. And I think it's probably a good idea to imagine putting the production and consumption of media into that bucket. We shouldn't have the government producing false media, even with a warrant, in order to do what it's doing.
Jonathan Zittrain, our friend at Harvard. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.